This is Pierre Tristram, editor of FlagrantLive.com, with your weekly reality check. While Ivanka Trump was flashing the toothy grin of a flossed and fluorinated Marie Antoinette at the opening of the American embassy in Jerusalem this week, 60 unarmed Palestinians were getting massacred by the Israeli army a few miles away in Gaza. It was nothing new, except for the scale of the massacre and its concurrence with Trump flipping the bird to anyone who still thinks Palestinian lives matter, or that there's anything left of the two-state solution. The Israeli army has been slaughtering unarmed Palestinian protesters for months now without a peep from Trump, only encouragement. 60 Palestinians were killed Monday, but 112 have been killed since protests at the so-called fence began in March. Incredibly, the response from the United States has been either indifference or a defense of Israeli war crimes, using the sort of language last heard when white supremacists defended the massacres of black protesters and their supporters during the civil rights era here. Blacks were compared to terrorists then, too. They were dehumanized, as they had always been, making killing them not only easier, but more desirable. So the killings went on until the sites of southern violence against non-violent protesters became too much for the nation's conscience. These days, we hear that Palestinian protesters are violent because they throw stones or rush a fence built on their own lands. But in the words of the United Nations' Michael Link, who reports on human rights in the Palestinian territories, the blatant, disproportionate use of force by Israel is an eye for an eyelash. And what exactly is that fence? American audiences have been led to believe that it's some sort of border, that by rushing or breaching it, Palestinians are endangering Israelis on the other side. It's nothing of the sort. The fence is the first of two walls the Israeli military maintains, exactly the way the East German army maintained the Berlin Wall during the Cold War, with a 300-yard no-man's land in between. The difference is that first, the East Germans hadn't stolen West German soil to build their walls, and that West Germans who approached the wall were not gunned down. Only those who went into the no-man's land were. And in nearly 30 years of the Berlin Wall, 80 people were killed that way. Bad enough, but that's barely a month's tally on the Israeli army's watch. Israel murders Palestinians who so much as approach the first fence. That doesn't recall the Berlin Wall so much as Andersonville Prison, the Confederate death camp where the word deadline gained currency because it marked the line away from the prison fence that marked the point where prisoners were killed the moment they crossed it. Keep in mind, no Palestinian breached either fence on Monday. They were shot only because they went too close. No Palestinian came close to going into Israel because both fences are on Palestinian territory. And neither is a border fence because Israel doesn't recognize any border there, which makes the Andersonville comparison even more apt. 2 million Palestinians are held prisoners in the world's biggest open-air prison in Gaza, at 22 people per acre, in endless poverty, without rights, without hope, and now without so much as the right to protest without getting shot. Meanwhile, we Americans applaud, plant a time bomb in the form of an embassy in Jerusalem, or look the other way. We are one with the murderers. This is Pierre Tristram, editor of FlagrantLive.com, your 24-hour online news source. Thanks for listening.